Fulfilled Life Project. I'm Chrisanthi Finn, a wife and mama of three littles who is massively passionate about finding fulfillment in the ordinary and helping you do the same. The intention with this podcast is to have you leaving every episode feeling fired up for life, ready to find joy in the ordinary, and ready to ditch that same stuff, different day mindset. Let's get fulfilled. Guess who's back? Oh my goodness, friends. I have been MIA. I took a hiatus and it was unintentional and it was longer than I could have imagined. But here's what I want to do today. Today, I want to talk about that. I want to talk about the fact that sometimes we get off track. And when that happens, when we get out of a routine, it's really hard to start again. Am I right? I have this image in my mind of me doing the mile run in high school. Did you do the mile run in high school? I'm sure you did. And when you're doing the mile run, I can remember always thinking like, oh my gosh, I want to stop. I just want to stop and walk. But if I did stop and walk, it was always harder to start again. It just is. Like if you're running and you're in a rhythm and you're in a routine, but your mind just wants to give up and you want to quit. And so you're like, I'll just walk. I don't know. Maybe you're different than me, but for me, if I start walking, it is so much harder to start running again. And that's what happened to me with this podcast. And I was going to just come on today and record an episode that I have for you about encouragement that I'll do after this one. But I thought, you know what? I owe it to myself and I owe it to you, the people who listen, to explain. And the thing is, though, I don't really have an explanation. I could give you a million reasons why I stopped recording. I think the last episode that I recorded was probably back in October. And I could put shame on myself and I could have guilt for doing that. Like, I love podcasting. I love coming on here and giving encouragement. And whether it's a 5-minute episode or a 20-minute episode or wherever it falls in between, I love to come on and give encouragement. And the feeling that I have afterwards is a lot like the feeling I have after I do run a mile. Like, wow, I did it. Wow, that was awesome. Wow, I feel so good. And I love it. But like running, once you stop, it's hard to start again. And so I think what happened was my kids were using my computer to play a math game and they went on and somehow the settings on the software that I use to record my episodes, the settings got all jacked up. And so then it just didn't sound right. And then my computer was out of storage, so I couldn't record because I didn't have enough storage. And then life got busy and then, right? Does that sound familiar to you? If it does, if it just seems like sometimes things get away from you, whether it's a routine that you've created, maybe it's that you've been, you know, working out and then you stop, or you're, you know, whatever it is, podcasting or reading the Bible or whatever it could be, or you have a friend that like you just fall out of touch with. It's so easy for us to, number one, come up with excuses, right? And number two, shame ourselves and have this feeling of shame and guilt around whatever it is that we stop doing. And I'm here today to give you encouragement that it's okay. Whatever it is that you've stopped doing and want to start again, it's okay. Just start. Or maybe you never started in the first place. Just start. There's a great quote, I can't remember who says it, but it says, it's the start that stops most people. And I absolutely can attest to the fact that it is. It is the start that stops most people. I'm taking a leadership course right now with Revelation Wellness. If you remember back in the summertime, I took a certification for fitness that is based in the gospel, right? So basically you're bringing fitness and you're taking fitness and you're bringing the Bible, you're bringing the gospel, you're bringing God into your workouts and your nutrition. And so I did that certification and I loved it. And I don't know what God has for me in that season of taking this certification. Like I was like, this makes sense. I love to work out. I love growing in my faith. I love that this ministry has combined the two. I'm going to do the certification. And God literally paved the way for me to do that certification. He literally opened up doors, made it so that I was approached by Revelation Wellness, the ministry, to come on and do this with them. And so I had these big plans for how am I going to get out and go and teach this class? And I've had so many friends like, Chrisanthi, we want you to teach us. We want you to do a RevWell workout with us. We want you to show us like how you bring God into your workouts. And something is holding me back because it's the start that stops most people. It's the start that holds us back. And so I have not gotten started. And so I'm sitting here and I'm reflecting on these things of, you know, stopping the podcast and it's hard to start again, doing the certification and it's hard to get started. And I guess my word for you today is that that's human. That's normal. But you can choose to either stay stuck, to stay in that rut, or you can choose to find your way through. And I think that the thing is you just have to do it. You just have to do it. So often I think to myself, like, I want to teach people how to do the things that I do. Like, how have I grown in my faith? How have I built a business in network marketing when so many people fail? How have I juggled that while being a mom? How have I done all of these things? And I think the thing that I struggle with the most is like, I don't know. I don't know how I've done it because I just do. I just do it. And I think that's the secret to getting things done. Is you just have to do it. Because if you sit and you think and you stew and you wonder and you reflect and you find excuses and you, you know, put shame on yourself and all of the above, you're never going to start and you're going to stay stuck where you are. And that's not where we're meant to be. That's not where God wants us. If he put something on your heart, he wants you to start. Ooh, that's good. I feel like I could like, if it puts on your heart, he wants you to start. Oh my gosh, now I'm embarrassing myself. But I hope you get the point. I hope you get the point that like, we are not meant to stay stuck. We are meant to take action, take messy action. So whatever it is you've been holding yourself back on, I want you to do it. I remember showing up to the first day of school in seventh grade, and I got this outfit at Bradley's because that's where we shopped. And I got this, it was this cute shirt that was like, had like a heart on it and like a cute little matching skirt with like a, maybe like a gingham print. And then I had these like high heels that I got, you know, the full outfit was from Bradley's. And so I show up to seventh grade with these like probably 4-inch heels. And I remember walking into school and my friend Laura says to me, oh my gosh, Chrisanthi, how do you walk in those shoes? And I said something maybe kind of snarky, but again, going back to this, like, I don't know, I just do. Like, I just do. Because I didn't have any other explanation. And that can sound kind of snarky, like, I just do. But I think it's also like, how do you do anything? You know, before we have kids, we're worried, how am I going to do it? Then when we have to have kids and juggle having a business or having a job, we just do it. When we have to figure out like what's going to be for dinner every night or how's the laundry going to get done, we just do it. And if you just do it, you just start, it's not going to be great. It's not going to be perfect. There's plenty of times that I cook dinner and it's awful, but I just do it. And there's times where I'm going to put out a podcast episode and it's going to fall flat. People are going to be like, what the heck is she even talking about? But I just do it. And there's times that I show up in my business and I put stories up on Instagram or I have conversations with people and I take people on to mentor them or whatever it is. And I might fail and it might not be great, but I just do it. So my advice to you today and my reflection over where have I been for the past few months is you just have to do it. Because if you don't, it doesn't get done. And if you don't, time goes on. And the longer you wait to just do it, the harder it's going to be when you're ready to start. I hope that resonates with you today. I want to share one more piece of encouragement is that as I started to say along the lines of my Revelation Wellness course, I'm taking now a Revelation Wellness course in leadership, which I'm really excited about because I feel like I can really, again, I'm like, I don't know how this came about. I don't know what God has for me in this season, but something in me was like, yeah, you're just going to do it. You're going to sign up and you're just going to do this course. You're not going to overthink it. You're just going to do it. And so here I am doing it. And it's all about leadership and the theme of it is fresh fire. So as I sat down today to, record this episode and to tell you kind of my story of where I've been, I thought of that fresh fire and how, You know, it's all over the Bible. It's all over the Bible that God wants to stir something up in you. He wants to do something new in you. He wants to create that fresh fire. He wants you to have fresh fire for everything you do. He wants you to be excited, to be passionate, to go out and get things done. And that's not to say that there's going to be days where you just don't feel like it, where you're in a rut, where you feel like, meh, I've been there. It's called being human. But you have to break through it. You have to go out of your way to find joy and go out of your way to be a little bit uncomfortable with starting whatever it is that you've been not doing, because it's going to bring you fresh fire. It's going to bring you that excitement. It's going to make you realize that, hey, I was put on this earth for another day and I'm going to go and I'm going to make the most of it. Because if I sit and I think and I wait and I come up with excuses, it's not going to get me anywhere. So friend, I hope that that resonates with you. Wherever you are, I want you to really, I would love nothing more than to hear from you. Like, oh my gosh, Chrisanthi, you were talking about this and you were talking about stopping your podcast. But when you were talking, I felt that you sent me this message. I would love to hear that from you. So if that happens while you're listening, then either pop it in the reviews wherever you're listening to the podcast, or send me a message on Instagram or Facebook, or if you've got my number, text me and let me know, because that is so encouraging. Another thing that's really encouraging when you do decide to start is finding encouragement along the way. And that's what we're going to talk about in the next episode, is where are you finding encouragement and where might you be missing it that it's staring you in the face? All right, friend, that's all I've got for you today. It feels so freaking good to be back. It feels so freaking good to start. And I pray that you start that thing that you've been putting off. Let's get fulfilled. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I pray that you are leaving here feeling more fulfilled than ever, that you are ready to go out and live your best life. If you loved this episode, it would mean so much to me if you go ahead and share it with your best girlfriend. Put it on your social media and tag me so that I can thank you for helping to spread the word about the Fulfilled Life Project. Until next time, girl, see you later.